A reading from John 4:50b to 54. The royal officer took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and all his household believed. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed, having come from Judea to Galilee.
We pick this story sort of up in the middle. Jesus is in Cana, as it says at the end here. And this officer comes up to him. And Jesus has been amongst his own people, and suddenly this officer, who is not Jewish, comes to him in great distress and need because his son is sick. And then we pick up the story here. But what's so interesting is Jesus is not bound by his own community.
And this is what he was suggesting in the previous passage that we looked at when he read the scroll in Nazareth and made the reference to Elijah and Elisha ministering to Gentiles. Immediately we see an example that Jesus crosses boundaries. The Jewish people always struggled with wanting to keep the blessing in their own family. In fact, the divide was so great at that time, there was no lost love between Jews and Gentiles. And now Jesus gives one of the kingdom benefits, one of the declarations of kingdom restoration to someone who's not even a part of the family.
And you were mentioning how the Jewish people were sometimes even divided amongst themselves because there were 12 tribes and they had scattered throughout the land, but there was a lot of enmity between these people. But I love the way you said how Jesus crosses boundaries, which as followers of Christ, I think that we sometimes should be aware, we are aware, that sometimes we put ourselves within a boundary, which we call the church building, and we kind of hover there or almost hide out there, and the rest of the world is sort of, we keep it apart, or we have a tendency to do that, or at least I do. And here Jesus is saying, it's not the way it should go at all.
Right. His ministry is constantly pressing against traditional social categories. He breaks down gender. He breaks down culture in the sense of dividing peoples, Gentile and Jew. He breaks down socioeconomic realities. He breaks down religious categories. They're always critiquing him as, how can a master teacher, this guy that they see with authority, constantly be hanging out with these sinners? He is the one who breaks down all categories and preconceived ideas about other people.
And those who follow the historical Jesus, it's almost a form of study, they oftentimes emphasize the categories in a way to kind of distinguish that time from ours. But those categories are very prevalent even to this day. And I think it's very, one of the great characteristics of Jesus is exactly what you said, that he breaks through these categories that other people won't dare to cross because it's unfamiliar territory, or there's bias, or there's prejudice, or there's something that's stopping them from reaching out and entering into relationship.
And as the followers of Christ, we're called to do the same thing, cross boundaries.